Are you ready to go?
Big Game Radio, episode 8.
Woo!
This is Azar in your ears with Illmaster.
Yo ho yo yo.
And Scoper to Scott.
Hi.
Today we have a lot of things on our agenda.
Really, really big show.
Started off with DS. You know,
what's a DS?
DS is a dual screen system.
Oh, yeah, that Nintendo. Nifty thing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of new releases coming out lately. Why don't you read some of those, guys?
Such as. Everyone knows Star Fox Command.
You know, the more I see Star Fox Command,
the more you want to get it, right?
Not me. The more I become confused.
A loser.
Why do they have to change the control of it?
The controls are going to be fine.
I don't know. I'm worried about it. I'm going to
play. You're worried about everything. You're worried about this. You're worried about Phantom Hourglass.
I'm not even getting Phantom Hourglass. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Star Fox, I'm going to play that before I buy it because the control, I don't know. Might be weird just moving it with a touchscreen and then just shooting with L.
Yeah, but... Well, you also use it with the D-pad when you get into, like...
Well, you could do either or. I read that you could do either or.
Yeah,
D-pad
what?
Or... Yeah.
Also, on September 11th...
Are you definitely picking
Mario
that up,
Hoops, what?
Are you definitely picking up Star Fox?
Yes.
How about you, Scope?
Actually, I might read a review or two first.
How are you going to get Star Fox Command? You thinking?
Not sure.
Yeah. Alright, next up.
Mario Hoops 3-on-3.
Mario Basket 3-on-3.
Exactly.
We talked about that last episode. And yeah, I'm keeping my eye on that. I wouldn't buy that. I'd probably just rent it more, see of it though. It looks really cool, the concept of dribbling on the touchscreen and all that nifty stuff.
And then Final Fantasy 3.
3.
On the next day, September 12th.
I'm definitely getting that.
Who's not getting that?
The graphics look really cool. They revamped them.
The That'll be like the first cool. Final Fantasy I've played
since Tactics. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Then on November 6th, Elite Beat Agents. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Well, that one I played Owendon, and Owendon was really good. I just don't want to pay the price of importing it, but Illmaster imported it.
It's like $10 extra.
It's like $50.
No, I got it for $40.
Lick Sang on says eBay. $50.
Well, get it on eBay.
I'd rather just get Elite Beat. Hopefully, they won't screw up the music.
Well,
with
it's
that,
not
though.
The same thing.
It's true.
I saw, like, the video. It has, like, walkie-talkie man or whatever that song
is.
And it just sounds kind of dumb.
It does, but it's probably going to be good.
I'm sure they'll do a good job.
Now, let's talk about Yoshi's Island 2, which is coming out November 13th. I am definitely getting that one.
Not getting that one.
You're not getting that
one? No.
Serious?
I'm not a really big fan of the Yoshi's Island. I like Yoshi's Story.
It's a great platformer. Well, I got that one. Yoshi's Island I got when it came out on the GBA.
I never got it. I might get this. I'm still on the fence, so to speak.
That was tons of fun, Yoshi's Island. There were like a bunch of levels.
Tons of levels.
And control is good. The graphics art style is really cool looking. So I'm definitely going to pre-order that very soon. What do we got next up?
Clubhouse Games on October 9th.
That has Wi-Fi.
Are you getting it?
No.
Me neither.
Well, it's pretty much just like a compilation of around 50 different games.
Compilation?
Yes. It's a word.
Really?
Smart people know it.
It's compilation?
No, it's not.
Yes?
But,
Fine. Next is Nintendo.
Hey, whoa, hey. Wait. Clubhouse Games.
What about it?
It's got like 50 different games. They're all different card games, you know, like Blackjack. And it's gonna be Wi-Fi.
You can play Luigi Jack.
Wi-Fi.
New Super Mario.
Wi-Fi.
What do I need?
Wi-Fi is a nice addition to the game. That probably makes it a lot better.
Yeah. I'm still not playing the game.
Neither am I.
Next is Nintendogs Dalmatian version.
Right.
Is anyone getting this?
No. There's no need.
Is there?
Well, Nintendogs.
What does it have?
It's
How
got,
different is it?
Okay.
It have, like,
the only difference here. Ready? you get Dalmatians from the start instead That's of it. Being able to unlock them.
There's no new difference. Breeds, no new
well, the Dalmatians, yeah. And then,
I mean, there's no like special.
Nothing. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. You get a Dalmatian. So I guess that's really for people who haven't gotten the game yet, want to pick up the moment Dalmatians.
I guess.
Well, I know Scopa to Scott. If Dalmatians were around at the time when the game came out, you definitely would have gotten them.
It's a natural.
Magical Star Sign. Function. Honestly, I've never heard of this game. Magical Star Sign, October 23rd.
Well, that's always good.
Next up, Pokemon Ranger.
What is that exactly?
Well, it's different.
Tell us.
Pokemon Ranger is different from the Red and Blue Dungeon, Mystery Dungeon one, where you're actually a Pokemon. And it's different from Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, which is like more of the Red Blue traditional Pokemon game. You see, if you want to know, my friend, this game shows players a completely different side of the Pokemon universe. Rather than capturing monsters and pitting them against each other in combat, Ranger is all about using Pokemon to combat threats against nature itself. So there's no Pokeballs.
So what do you, like, fight there's falling trees?
There's no Team Rocket.
Like, tornadoes?
No Team Rocket, no Professor Oak. Won't find the Elite Four. No turn-based battles. What does it have?
It's got Pokemon.
What do you do?
Is an entirely different way to take on a Pokemon games and titles.
Well, what do you do?
And to completely... What?
What do you do if there's no, like, way to fight people? Isn't that, like, the
well,
basic thing of the game?
Well, using the touchscreen, primarily...
Hit the button and find out!
As a user interface, players will explore the land of Fior, searching for familiar breeds of Pokemon and engage in battle with them. Unlike previous encounters, however, the touchscreen is used to control a captured Styler, which is used to cast a beam of light that acts like a lasso. I don't really want to read any more about this game.
Pokemon?
You're just a Pokemon, and...
Wait, you are a Pokemon?
That's what it's saying, yeah.
And you're just fighting other Pokemon.
You're fighting nature itself, so you can survive.
Take down
this
sound, nature
or stuff. We're done! Stop! We're moving on!
She's had it too good for too long.
This game is weird. I'd rather stick with Diamond and Pearl.
But it's coming out on October 30th.
Right?
Which is almost...
Just around the bend! Hopefully we will be out before then. Alright, now this one next, Children of Mana, which is also October 30th, and I am extremely excited for this. It's an RPG.
I am not.
And it's an RPG. You don't like RPGs?
I do. I'm just not a huge fan of the traditional.
The graphics and the art style look really great.
And I'll probably still be playing FF3.
That's true. You have a lot of long RPGs on the way.
Why is this list November and then October?
I don't know.
Because you're an idiot.
Hey, at least I made a list. Keep my eye on this one. Custom Robo Arena. Let me talk about
this one. I'm definitely getting.
I never played the one on. It's on GameCube, right?
Yes. Custom Robo. It was very cool. You control the whole. It was kind of weird. You fight in these little sphere. It's like a. You have this little cube, right? It's like about like an inch by an inch.
Yeah.
And when you fight someone. You like throw down your cube or something? I don't even remember.
Throw down with chibi robos.
And then you fight with these little like 4 centimeter big robots. I mean, the whole story's kind of
wacko,
weird, but it's really fun because you unlock tons of parts and you can make your own custom robot.
Sounds pretty cool. Is it Wi-Fi?
I don't know. I don't know if they announced it. And on the same day, which is December 4th, Kirby Squeak Squad.
This sounds pretty
cool. Definitely
getting
this one.
I'm definitely getting this one. Gonna pre-order it pretty soon. So it's pretty much, it's different from what Canvas Curse was, which you use the touchscreen. This is back to the normal platformer Kirby.
Yeah.
So, Scoop it to Scott, you're gonna.
Yeah, I like those, yeah. I wasn't a fan of the touchscreen part.
Right, not a fan. I liked it.
It was just
I never
hard
even got that
one.
Yeah, it's worth playing. But anyway, Squeak Squad, use. The D-pad, A button to jump and all, and then the touchscreen is Kirby's stomach.
That looks really
so
cool.
When you swallow the person up with B, you see them in your stomach, and if you want to use that power, just touch that power on the screen and you'll get it. So if you want to save a power for later, you eat it and then you throw it back up later on.
Like I think I remember I saw like in the show once, his stomach is like the portal to another dimension that's just like...
It must
goes
be.
On infinite.
Kirby eats a lot of things. He's
like he sucks up guys, and then it shows they're in like this black void.
Yeah,
he's pretty bizarre.
Kirby. All right. Zelda Phantom Hourglass. Many believe that this game is going to be pushed to 2007 because, you know, I don't really care because I'm not picking it up either way.
You're going to get it. You know it.
No, I'm not getting it.
How can you not get it?
Alright, because you're using a stupid touchscreen to control Link. Instead of being a button masher, it's going to be a touchscreen masher.
I was playing Animal Crossing with the touchscreen the other day and it actually worked. And I thought it worked fine.
Well, I don't think it works fine. Hopefully the Zelda game will work better than that.
I'm
rooting for it to work.
Touchscreen.
I'm hoping that the Zelda game will work, but I'm doubting it. Alright, and also,
I know it's
Nintendo said that Twilight Princess is going to be the best Zelda game ever. And if it's the best Zelda game ever, it might be the best game ever. So how are they possibly going to be putting their guys to use on making another game if they're working on the best game ever already?
Maybe it's an entirely different team.
Still, if you're going to play the best Zelda game ever on Wii and GameCube, why would you want to pick one up for DS that's just going to be subpar?
They're not just going to put out a Zelda game for the sake of putting one out. They're going to put a lot of work into it and make sure it's a good Zelda game that'll hold up with the rest of the series.
Well, hopefully it will be good.
Of course it will be.
Keep my eye on that.
So what's coming out in Japan?
Well, on September 28th, Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. That's coming out. That's going to be huge. Japanese, they love Pokemon. And from what I hear, with little kids in America, it's still pretty wildly popular.
Yes, the kids I babysit for are obsessed with it.
Now, last episode, we discussed Diamond Pearl a little bit, and that made me want to play Pokemon Leaf Green, because I never finished that. So I picked it up, and I became re-obsessed with Pokemon now. Yeah, so...
Yeah, the guide's right there on the table.
Yeah. So I'm kind of anxiously awaiting this game now. I'm going to probably pick up Diamond. And I would import it on September 28th, except for one problem.
It's Japanese?
I don't understand Japanese.
That's probably a pretty big problem.
I'm just going to have to wait. Don't really want to wait. Are you gonna get Pearl? You never really play them.
Yeah.
When she gets the Pokemon games,
but
it doesn't.
Play about like maybe a day, and then I kind of just.
Yeah. So I just I take her copy because she always gets like the opposite of what I get. So if I get blue, she gets red. I'll take her game so I can get all the Pokemon.
Which one is like the red and blue version of this? Like they always had one that's like red. Like they've had
red,
gold,
blue, gold, silver.
No, I mean like they there's like
ruby, sapphire. I know what you mean. Then leaf green, fire red.
No. I mean, there's always one's either like
I know I
red or not red.
I guess you don't really have that with this.
I don't know. I always got the red ones.
I always got like the bluish ones.
I usually got the red.
Like red, gold, ruby. Except ruby wasn't very good at all.
So they're also
excellent.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My favorite is definitely silver because I got silver.
I got gold.
Got all 252, whatever it was. And, yeah, that was tons of fun.
I still go back in the red version and do the whole little missing now thing every once in a while.
You know how,
I once fought Professor Oak, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Game Shark. I got Game Shark.
No, you didn't use Game Shark for that.
Well, to get, like, the missing now thing?
No, you didn't use it.
I did.
You talk to that little bald guy in this, who shows you how to catch Pokemon.
Yeah, but you had to use Game Shark for that.
No, you didn't.
Okay, whatever.
And then you go to Cinnabar Island. See, I still remember all this. Then you go up and down on the
right.
Coast.
You definitely need a Game Shark for that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, that's the whole thing. It's in a glitch. Go get your game right now. I'll show you.
I don't want to get it right now. It's all.
See, that's because you know you're wrong.
I know I'm correct. Anyway, hey. You know why I liked Silver and then not Ruby, though?
Why?
Because you know how, like... Well, first of all, Ruby was too kiddish.
That's definitely how I feel.
And the Pokemon looked kind of weird. Like, they were
just...
Yeah, I
really like the new ones.
Right.
Although there were some cool ones, like Zangoose.
You know how in Silver,
Wild,
like, if it was nighttime, you could catch different Pokemon?
Yeah,
and then if it was daytime, I hope that they bring that back, because that was tons of fun, staying up late so you could catch, like, a Hoo-Hoo, or whatever. What was that guy?
Ho-Ho.
No, not Ho-Ho.
No, I mean,
the Owl guy.
Hoot-Hoot.
Hoot-Hoot, yeah.
Hoot-Hoot.
So, that was a Hoot.
Weren't there different, versions of the Hoot-Hoot? The,
When it evolved, yeah.
Yeah. There's
okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, so, and then they're also talking about the DS headset, which is coming out in Japan on September 14th, and people are really thinking that this is going to be meant for the Pokemon games, maybe in-game chat.
Then I definitely have to get it.
And, yeah, it's only going to cost around $9 US.
Definitely.
So, if that doesn't come out here, you know I'm importing that. I want to import that DS Lite Rumble Pack.
But if it doesn't come out here, then there would be no games for it, and then there would be no point of importing
the Pokemon game.
Yeah, but if it doesn't come out here, then it wouldn't. Like,
have something.
Well, no, I'm thinking that. Let's say that. Alright, the Pokemon game.
Or you just think that
it's still
going to
have
compatible with anything that had a microphone.
Anything, yeah.
Oh, is that how it works?
So, let's say the Pokemon game comes out here. but the headset doesn't. But the Pokemon game still has voice chat. I could just import the headset and just use it.
Yeah.
It would still work.
You can use, like, Hunters.
Yeah, Hunters. But, So the only person I actually play Hunters with is you, but you don't really like to anymore, because I always
It's because I'm awful.
I pwn you.
I'm really bad at that for some reason.
Good at Halo, though.
Yeah, I just pwned you. Yeah. Anyway, tell me about these Bit Generation games, because I don't recognize
Bit Generation is causing quite a fuss in Japan. They're these little Game Boy Advance games, and they're very simple, and they're cheaper than normal games. Some of them... Well, there's two series right now. One of them that's out includes Boundish, Dialex, and Dotstream. Boundish is like a Pong type of game. Dialhex is like a puzzle type of game, and Dotstream, which is probably most interesting to me, it's a racing game, and except you're just a single dot, and you have to race all these other dots.
You're a dot, though.
You're a dot.
You agitate my dots?
So, IGN reviewed those. They said they were pretty good. Addictive, cheapish, and they come in these little
cheapish
cool...
in, like, an inexpensive way.
Yes, not cheaply made or anything, but they're very simple, and they come in cool, like, cases. Then other ones that the next series they're coming out soon, or they might already be out, I'm not really sure. They include Coloris, Sound Voyager, Digidrive, and Orbital. I don't know anything about those, but I'm gonna keep my eyes peeled.
Sound Voyager sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sound maybe like an electro
and
plankton-ish.
Orbital might be like an asteroids type game. So those sound cool. They don't think they're bringing them to America right now because the U.S. market is different from Japan.
But if they're so simple, then you wouldn't really need to speak Japanese to play them, right?
That's true, yeah. I actually might import Dotstream.
GBA isn't region protected, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it?
I don't know. I wasn't interested in importing games when I had GBA.
Yeah, same.
That only started with DS.
Also, in Japan. No, this is America. Final Fantasy V.
Advance, yeah.
On November 6th. Do you know? I don't know anything about that.
Nah, I'm not really interested in that. I'm done with Game Boy Advance, you know, games that are keep me occupied for a while. I'm really just going to be looking for the Final Fantasy III, which is actually with his Wi-Fi, and then Children of Mana. Those are going to keep me busy for a while. Alright, so from July 23rd to July, I think it was the 30th, Toys R Us is hosting this thing where you go and you can get up to 6 different items.
For Animal Crossing,
right. They included the question mark block, one-up mushroom, pipe,
flagpole,
and the fire brick, which I have spelled fur brick on my sheet here.
Although if you were, like, really hardcore, you probably had these already.
Well, no, that's not hardcore, that's cheating. From hack stores, hacking, that's cheating.
It's not cheating. I don't cheat. I'm not a hacker, but I still had some.
I thought to get those 6 items was really simple. But
yeah, so, alright, here's the thing. Ready, ready? We pull into Toys R Us, and there's 3 cop cars in the parking lot. And actually, there was a kid from my school sitting in one of the cars. I was, like, lolling and raffling.
So, why was he there?
He got arrested for getting in a fight.
With who?
Yeah, well, alright, so we park, and he's like, we hear him. We're parking on the other side of the parking lot, and we hear him. He's, like, screaming, cursing at the cop. Yo! The guy effing ran over to me and effing laid me out. So what do you think I'm gonna do? I effing slammed him. So he's just like going on. He's like got in a fight with the guy and the cops are laughing at him.
Except I'm sure he didn't really say effing.
Well, no, of course not. I'm just trying to keep this clean. So, you know, after that little sideshow there, we walked into the store. Scoper Scott was with me. And we go over to the game section. And of course, this is Toys R Us, so no one has any idea. What? Animal Crossing download content? What's Animal Crossing? So, we pretty much had to figure out everything on our own. But I got this email from Nintendo, and they told me everything that I had to do. So I go over
and
there's
like a little thing what to do.
I'm getting to it. There's a sign on top of a bunch of, I guess, DS games, like a stand for it. So I figured that the DS with the special card in it was, you know, near that sign, and the download station was right there.
They had a little rubber mat thing.
Well.
Yeah. And so we load everything up, and what you have to do to get your items, first you go to Tom Nook, you buy the bottle mail, and you have to write a letter, then drop it in your river or on your beach, and then you save and quit your game. You go to tag mode, and then that little cat guy, he says, oh, it seems like a present has arrived for you. Yeah, Rover. And so we kind of had a problem because he kept saying, there's nothing in your town, because we couldn't get close enough to the DS and the download station. But meanwhile, there's a sign right there saying that it was right next to us. So finally, this bald little short guy, he's like 20-something.
Cross-eyed guy.
Yeah, bald short guys, when they're 25, they're not very nice. He's like, you guys can't stand over here. The download station isn't even here. And he points to the counter. He's like, oh, it's over here. So we walk over to the counter. And it finally starts to work a little bit. And it's still, we're getting problems with it.
We were there for 2 hours.
We were there for 2.5 hours trying to get it. I got 8 1-Up mushrooms. Yeah. 8 1-Up mushrooms. I got 6 pipes. I got so many repeater items. It was ridiculous. And so I'm trying to get really close to this DS thing. And so I go kind of like behind the counter. The guy comes over, he just screams at us. He's like, you're not supposed to stay over here.
But
we try to go somewhere where it actually works.
And there was a nice Leah, so you can sit back here. So, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
This bald, cross-eyed guy just needs to get a life.
So eventually we finally got it to work. 2.5 hours later, we got all our items. And then I tried out the download station, because this is my first opportunity to actually try to do something with the download station. So I got Magnetica, which was, I was wondering how that was. It was a pretty decent game. I don't think it was worth buying. It's nice to sit down, you know, once in a while, play it. I've played versions of it online, which are pretty cool, but, so that was cool. They also had a demo for Big Brain Academy. I tried that out, and I actually bought that for my mom's birthday, which is coming up on August 3rd. And in the store, she actually demanded that I give it to her sooner than her birthday, so she took it from me, and she's been playing it ever since, so she's going to do a little review on that in a little while. So I actually haven't gotten really to play it yet, but hopefully I can do that soon.
But, it's pretty hard, though. I played it.
Yeah, but the Animal Crossing items, that was definitely worth it, worth the time, and I actually traded some of them to Illmaster.
Yeah.
I traded the 6 items along with a Tanuki and 60,000 bells for a Metroid.
I got ripped off, but I had like...
You have 4 Metroids. Yeah. But, you know, nice gesture on his
part. Whatever.
I could tell he didn't really want to do it, but I kind of pressed
you. You offered me $10, too.
Yeah, but he was like, no, I'll be a good friend. I'll let you keep your $10.
Never said that.
Well, that's what you felt in your heart. You just, right. Whatever. You said you can keep them.
You keep them on, yeah!
All right. How about some Wii stuff?
How about it?
Alright, I picked up the latest issue of GamePro at my local Borders Books, and I was surprised to find that it had a pretty lengthy section about the Wii, because GamePro is not usually, doesn't really cover a ton of Nintendo stuff. They're usually more towards like Sony and Microsoft, but they offered some pretty cool specs that I haven't really seen anywhere else. Like, they say that the Broadway chip has a 729 megahertz power PC processor that has less than 128 megabytes of MoSys RAM.
Nice.
Not really too familiar with this type of stuff. And the ATI Hollywood chip has 243 megahertz graphic card. So I haven't really heard any of these specific numbers anywhere else. I don't know where GamePro got these numbers from, but they're usually, for the most part, pretty reliable. So I don't know.
It is a major publication.
Yeah, it really is. They go on to say a couple things about 2 USB ports, built-in Wi-Fi, 4 GameCube controller ports. Nothing really new except for those specs. So that was pretty interesting. Then they had a big section on Red Steel, which, as time goes by, I'm becoming more and more excited for Red Steel because of the use of the katanas and everything. You're not really excited for that, Illmaster?
Yeah, yeah. I just really hope they work out the control issues. But I think
they said they changed them.
Yeah, but...
Well, they said now, instead of the there being like a set motion,
yeah,
you spin the controller, it goes anywhere now. So.
I think it should have been that way from the start.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really... really excited for that. That's probably my number one Wii game right now.
Really?
Followed by Metroid and then Zelda. Zelda's been announced for too long for me to be really excited for it.
I'm not even really excited about it at all.
Me neither, because it's just...
I'm just trying to play the damn thing.
If you're excited about something for 2 years, you know, that's just... it's too long.
Yeah.
So...
Actually, I'm kind of... Like, I'm kind of looking forward to that Hotel Dusk, whatever it's called, you know, the DS game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That looks I haven't heard much about that. I saw a video for it a while back. Was that at E3?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really cool. It looks kind of like...
sort of like Trace Memory.
Right. Kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
It's also on the Wii Trauma Center.
Yeah, they said that Trauma Center is just going to be mainly a port of the DS version.
Boo.
But also, there's going to be a ton of extra gameplay. The graphics are obviously revamped. There's the instead of being text-based, it's going to be all with voices, so there's going to be voiceovers.
That'll be cool.
Instead of just saying, Doctor! So hopefully that'll be good. You're going to be able to do heart transplants and fun stuff like that. Save people's lives.
So remember when you had to pull all that glass out of the person's
eye? Yeah, the first lip.
And just out the person's ass.
Yeah.
Remember one time I didn't even open them?
Well, you actually never killed a... They just say, Derek, step aside.
Yeah. Why don't they just do the whole operation? Do a fit, like, come in at the end.
Now, I'm kind of worried about this game on Wii. They've said that it's going to be a launch game. But I think this game was really tailor-made for the DS and its touchscreen capabilities. Because you really have to, if you're going to be a doctor, you don't have people far away from you on a screen. You have to have them right in front of you. You have to be touching it with your hands physically. So I don't know if that's going to work as well with the Wii.
Maybe they'll come out with a giant scalpel attachment.
Work. How do you, I don't know, what do you think about that? How do you think it's gonna work?
Well, I think it'll probably work fine. Because all the screenshots, it shows like, there's obviously a little indicator where you're pointing. Although I think it was better with the stylus, because it actually feels like you're holding like a scalpel or the syringe or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll work on the Wii.
I don't think it'll work as well though.
Yeah. I'm just still trying to get over the character design on Derek, because he looks just like a chick.
It's true.
It's still pretty weird. I wonder if they'll give him, like, a chick's voice for the,
I hope not. I hope, like...
voiceover.
You know how they have... You can hear a little bit of each person's voice when they say, like, one word or whatever?
Yeah.
I hope that they keep those voices, because, you know, you start to understand what those people are like.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
You understand their personalities.
Except the nurse doesn't really match the voice.
I thought she was alright. You know, she's a nice person. Her father was strange, but it's not her fault.
I barely remember. Well, yeah. It's so long since I played.
The only ass let me borrow it. I got to the last level. But it's too hard and long and frustrating. I might beat it one day. We'll see. Now, many people have been saying that there's going to be an event that Nintendo would host, such as like Space World or another thing like that. Yeah. To say when the Wii will be coming out. And it's going to be that German convention, Leipzig Game Conference. LGC.
Well, do they? We know that they're gonna announce that.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah. I hope
Which takes place on August 23rd. Nintendo, their time slot is from 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. and it's titled "We Prove Our Promise." And now, August 23rd. That's pretty close to September when they said they would announce the price and launch date by. So, we prove our promise. It's gonna probably say, I'm thinking they're gonna say the next big secret.
It's still pretty far away, though.
What, 23rd?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still far away, but it's from September, you mean?
From now.
Well, yeah, but it's close to September, so...
Well, I would hope they announce it by September. We were hoping it was supposed to be released early October, around then.
Yeah, I hope it's October, like, 2nd, like a lot of rumors have been saying.
I don't know how much hype they'll be able to build up if they have, like, 3 or 4 weeks before it actually comes out.
Yeah, exactly. But,
of course, I'm sure there's tons of hype already, but...
Yeah. But that's only with, like, mainly the hardcore.
Yeah. The hype. They need to spread the word.
Right. I'm hoping that they don't just... Well, alright, well... I'm thinking that they're probably going to say something about the release date. Even if they don't give an exact date, they're going to give... They're going to narrow down the time frame. Or at least I hope so. And then, about the price... I'm thinking they're probably going to name the price there.
I hope so, too.
And since it says, we prove our promise, it's got to say something about, like, the next secret that they haven't released yet. I mean, it's getting too close to the release date for them not to say everything they've got.
Yeah.
They need to start building, you know, some more people aside you know. And also, in the official Nintendo magazine of France, they said that Nintendo is going to be announcing 5 new games at LGC. So, are those games going to be for Wii, DS? We don't really know.
Didn't say they were going to be for Wii.
Did they? I don't know.
I think so. All right. Yeah, 5 Wii games.
Okay, well, that's... Are they going to be, like, first party titles or third party.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, so hopefully they will prove their promise. Now, a lot of the rumors have been pointing to different release dates, and Nintendo commented. They said they made an official press release saying about fourth quarter lineups and stuff, and it states, the fourth quarter of 2006 will herald a new era for Nintendo with the launch of its remarkable new Wii home video game system. But that's not what this news item is about. How could that be, you ask? Perhaps the secret to the launch information for Wii is somehow encoded in this text of this new item. You might want to pore over it for a few hours before staying up all night to debate phraseology and comma placement with your friends online. Or maybe it's all just a scam to get you to read the other games we have launching this fall. One of the two. So Nintendo said that. They're trying to, like, I guess just make a joke about the launch date, because they're not going to say it until hopefully LGC or September. So
what if it really is there?
But a lot of people are saying that the date is hidden somehow in this statement. I think people are looking into it way too deeply, though. Because a lot of the people are saying that there's a release every Monday except for like October 2nd and November 1st. But a lot of things point towards October
2nd. Chair, dude.
Watch. You stand up and then it raises it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then also in one of the WarioWare screenshots, someone's shirt has 10-2, or 10-1 rather.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's looking into it way too deep.
Yeah. But you never know.
Maybe.
You don't. No.
So.
But I mean, what are they gonna say? Like, the thing's the 23rd. They say, "Hey, it's coming out next week. Go pick it up."
It's an hour-long thing. Yeah. What I'm hoping they don't do is at LGC if they say anything. Which, you know, hoping that they do. That they don't say, like, hey, the Wii's gonna be out, like, tomorrow, so go to your store, pick it up. But I'm afraid that since...
Why would you not want that?
Because I want some, you know, notifications so I can actually pre-order the thing. No, so, let's say that...
No, they're still not accepting pre-orders yet.
Yeah, I went to the store, I think, last week. Maybe by the summer he's been hearing rumors, but... So let's say that Nintendo wants to, Let's say Nintendo wants to stick to their gut and say, like, that they want to attract all new gamers, and they don't want just the hardcore, they want to attract everyone, the mainstream, right? Well, if they announce the date and they let people pre-order it, who's going to be getting all the systems?
Anyway. Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah.
The hardcore.
Right. Not the mainstream, so...
And the aliens.
They might do this. They might, like, pull an Apple and just say, yeah, it's coming out next week,
pull
and...
Pull an Apple?
Yeah, Apple does that. Like, with the Nano, they say it's coming out next week.
They really?
Yeah. They might say, like, Wii's coming out next week, you can't pre-order it, so just get online. In that case,
I'll be staying out.
I'd be on that line. Yeah, for hours beforehand. So hope that doesn't happen. Hope they actually give a normal date. But well, I do want it to come out soon.
Well, if you think about it this way. If they don't want to give a lot of time after people to go pre-order it. I don't think any non-hardcore people are going to wait in line for it, and then they're going to all be sold out.
It's true. Yeah, right now, if you're not hardcore, do you even know about the Wii? There's no advertisement, nothing on TV.
I mean, they've talked about it in, like, Time Magazine and stuff like that.
Like, if you're not going to the video game section of Time Magazine, just, like, what, once a month or whatever.
Do they have a video game section?
I think, like, very rare, yeah. If you're not going to that section, then you're really not knowing about it.
Well, the word's getting out about it. It's only a matter of time.
The way that I see it, the word about the Wii is mostly getting out from me being extremely hardcore, telling everyone I possibly can to try to support Nintendo. You know, I don't really see them doing anything right now.
I thought you were saying all the word about it comes out from you.
No. Everyone I know, though. Like, I'll go up to people that I know, obviously.
I'll just walk up to people on the street and say, hey, go buy a Wii. You want a Wii?
We should play together.
No.
Fine. But actually, my friend was visiting last week from Florida, and he was like, oh yeah, PS3, PS3. And I showed him in this magazine, the GamePro issue, the Wii controller and everything, because he had seen the controller, but he only saw the Wiimote, he didn't see the nunchuck, so he thought, like, if you wanted to walk around, he actually had the point and stuff. I was like, what are you nuts, that would be retarded. So he was like, oh wow, that's really cool, and I told him about the games, how you control it and everything, and this kid is looking into pre-ordering it now. So nice. I swayed him.
A successful
conversion. Like Sony Wu. you know? So I try to work my magic that way.
So what's this about the N64 kid selling his N64?
So apparently the N64 kid is selling his Nintendo 64.
What?
I don't believe it! How is a Nintendo 64 kid selling his Nintendo 64?
Without eBay?
No, I mean, how can he do this? Without a Nintendo 64, the N64 kid is just a kid, alright? So, after all the joy this video has brought me, I just don't want to believe that he would sell something that's worth so many hours of fun. That thing made him famous. Doesn't he care about his memories? When he wants to show his grandchildren the video of him, the N64 kid, on YouTube, and they say, oh my god!
YouTube will still be around.
Yeah, it better be. Where's your N64? He's gonna go, I sold that on eBay.
Cause I was an idiot.
I mean,
right now it's for like, last time I checked it was 70 bucks.
No, I checked 163. Well, that was this morning though. Nice. I'll check in a minute to see where he's at.
It's pretty good.
But doesn't he care about his memories? I mean, it's just, what does his sister think about that? His sister, it's hers N64 too.
I know.
This just upsets me. I mean, why would you wanna sell something that, oh my god. Oh my god!
You should call it and say, what are you, an idiot?
Well, it's right now at $167.50, but the kid's reserve is still not met. How much does he want for this thing? It comes with two controllers and his first game. Why would you sell your first game?
What's the first game?
I think it's like Star Wars.
Or oh yeah, some crappy Star Wars.
Yeah. He's got like a picture of himself proving it's really
How
him.
How old is he?
He's gotta be at least 16 by now. Gotta be. But, oh wait, the reserve is 170, it says. But still, $170 for a lifetime of memories.
That's
ridiculous. Well, that $170 could get you a DS Lite for some more memories. Just imagine.
End the game.
Oh my god! Nintendo DS Lite!
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, but. Yeah, but no one's gonna get famous over saying that, because the N64's already been done.
Yeah, it's prolific.
This upsets me. How's he gonna order games from Blockbuster? I mean.
Does anyone go to Blockbuster anymore?
To rent games? No, they're too expensive. They're like $6. Like
their popcorn
days.
Tastes like crap.
Yeah, it's gross. But, so, you know, I don't even want to talk about this anymore, because the N64
He's getting
kid,
all emotional.
I know,
he's gonna break out in tears.
Like the DS, the
I almost cried before. Yeah, that made me really get... Oh, I tried that kind of at Toys R Us, because the Super Bald guy was getting me mad, so I wanted to see the colors. I wanted to see the colors on the DS Lite screen when you push down on it. So I pushed on it a little bit. I didn't make a crack, though, because that would have made me, like, pass out. So I push on the screen like to see the colors, and just a little bit, not like hard or anything. It was cool.
I can just imagine you going like, just like faint and like.
It made me really sick feeling though. I felt bad about it. I was like, oh my god, what did I just do to a perfectly good?
He goes to church.
Light.
It's like,
I go to confession. Father, I'm sorry for my sins. I pushed on a Nintendo DS Lite. What's that? Yeah, so I feel bad about that. This just in. It seems that Japan is getting two more colors of the DS Lite. As if they needed two more, or any more for that reason, matter, rat, or whatever.
How about America getting some more?
That would be good, but alright, here, I'm gonna read this little tidbit.
So read it.
We'd only just gotten used to the Noble Pink DS. Now we've learned that there will be two new DS colors in Japan to celebrate the launch of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Yes, Diamond, and yes, Pearl. So it sounds like there's gonna be a Diamond DS Lite and a Pearl DS Lite. So those sound pretty cool. Now on to the next story.
I might just move to Japan.
I know. I really want
buy games all day.
I want to go to Japan really bad.
Yeah, same here.
But I'm not old enough. And another thing that we're not
old enough.
I'm trying to make a transition.
Oh, segue.
Another thing that I'm not old enough to go to E3.
Oh.
And I'll never be able to go to E3. You know why?
Why is that?
Because E3 is no more. Now, people have been saying that E3, you know, it's going to be not really as big. It's going to be much lower.
Crappier.
Key. Yeah, pretty much. So, if there is an E3, it's not going to be huge with 540,000 square feet. It's going to be...
booth babes.
Yeah.
Even they're barely
in. So, it's going to be very small, low key, not as many developers. The reasons for this? The costs were high for developers to try to finalize some E3 versions of games. And it was just too much of a giant event.
Well, then how are they going to do some...
Well, yeah, people are saying that Alright, if E3 is cancelled, then it's going to be it's going to be very likely that many smaller events will be held throughout the year. This can be looked at in a positive way and negative way. Now, positives. More information throughout the year. You don't have to wait until E3, which is like the second Christmas. Negatives, though. You're not going to have that one thing that you have to look forward to every single year, like, you know, like Christmas, pretty much.
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah, if you're
the Jewish persuasion.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, I think that if there's not an E3, when I first looked at it, I was really disappointed. I was looking at the screen in, like, awe, pretty much. I couldn't believe that E3
was actually... I never saw this coming.
Yeah, neither did I. It pretty much came out of the blue for me.
It's not like the last one wasn't good, or...
Yeah, the lines were just involved for everything. Yeah. So I guess that really just third-party developers... Yeah, who are being overshadowed by, like, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony.
Although, really, it was true. I mean, when you think about E3, what do you care about? You care about the big three.
Right, so no one's going to go to those other booths, and they're spending millions.
I mean,
millions
how much have
dollars.
You heard about Joe Developer's little new game he's making there?
Who?
Nothing.
Who's that? Never heard of
him.
This is an example.
Right, so GameSpot...
a very good one.
IGN have been reporting that E3 might either be gone or it's going to be to move to a smaller venue, probably not in the Los Angeles Convention Center, but in a different place. And we should look for an official press release soon this week or the weekend.
I think that might end up good though.
So after I first saw it and thought about the obvious, oh my god, no more E3, how could this be? And after I thought about it, I realized that this could actually be good. More news spread out throughout the year.
Yeah.
You get more, you know, people, like companies don't have an excuse to say, oh, let's just wait until E3. You know, they might have to, you know, they might.
There might not even be that, might not be that giant summer, like, dead zone.
Exactly.
No games anymore.
Yeah, it's really, I can't stand that. No news in the summer, no anything.
Nothing.
So, you know, it might be something good.
I haven't bought a game in who knows.
Bought a game the other day for my mom.
I have.
Yeah. But
that's something I did buy. A little tangent here. I saw these awesome Phoenix Wright figures on eBay.
Yeah.
And I bought the whole set.
They're really cool.
They're like these little 4 or 5 inches tall. And they each come with their little
stand. Yeah.
Come with the witness stand.
They're really
made
well
these little backgrounds. And
good quality. Yeah. I might want to get the Phoenix Wright one, but I saw it for like $26.
Yeah, they cost me around that was the one I bid on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was a really funny story because all of them were like buy it now, except for the Phoenix one.
Of course. It's the one I want the most.
It was at like $9. And so I put in a bid for $15 and the guy had his bid higher than mine. I'm like, oh dang. And I'm like, how much is this guy? I put in for $20 and I'm like, wow, this guy bid pretty high, so I put in $25. I'm like, I'm not going any higher, and it was still not bad. I'm like, how high did you do it? So I said, you know what, I'll put in one more dollar, and I put $26, I was the top bidder. I'm like, wow, whatever, because I was going on vacation or whatever for 2 days, the auction was ending in 2 days, and I was going on vacation for like a week, and when I get back, all the figures I bought, the buy it now ones are in the mail, and the Phoenix one was there too.
That's
so apparently, and there was 2 days left the auction, so I won by $1.
Very nice.
They cost me around like $90. They're pretty expensive, but well worth it, in my opinion. Not really my parents' opinion, but.
I was impressed with the, how good they looked.
Yeah.
I probably would have just gotten the Phoenix and the Edgeworth, though.
I got Phoenix, Edgeworth.
But Illmast is hardcore like that.
Yeah, I got Mia and Maya Faye.
Right.
And
you got what?
Franziska von Karma from the next one.
Right.
Justice for All. And I got Godot from the third one.
Right.
He's
hopefully
really
we'll
cool looking. He's really cool.
How about a Wii Phoenix Wright? You point your arm to say objection.
You call it Weenix Wright.
Yeah, and if like you're not expecting
that would be actually really cool. Like you hold it in the moat and you like thrust your arm like that.
You could like scroll through testimonies with the Wiimote.
You like slam it down on your desk.
Yeah, pretty much. Phoenix Wright works on any system because it's basically it's mainly just the story and the characters that make that game, you know, worthwhile.
Yeah. So. But I think it worked a lot better on the DS, because I heard the GBA was...
Like, I can't imagine menus, playing that on GBA.
Yeah, with the menus and everything. Yeah. It was much better on the DS, I heard.
So can't wait for the second one.
So I hear.
Right.
Definitely.
Now we're just scrolling through an article on
GameSpot.
Breaking news. This just in. E3 could possibly slip to July now. So GameSpot is saying that E3 will stay.
It will not be canceled, right, but it will be downsized.
Right, and it will much just, smaller. Instead of being in May, it will move to July.
It might.
Right, May. This is all, none of this is confirmed. It's just.
Yeah, it might slip.
You know. So that's all it says, basically. Just E3 moving from May to July, downsized.
So at least we know it's not completely complete. Yeah.
I don't want to see E3 go. I like E3.
Yeah, it's a big commotion, event. You know? You watch it on like...
E3 is not something that you could fit into your pocket.
It's something you watch on like G4 or whatever, follow it on IGN and everything.
This
it's
year,
an event.
I went into school and it was the day of E3. I think it was May.
Yeah, I would go in like at lunch and go watch
the press. I went during my lunch period. Because it was supposed to be, they're supposed to start it during my lunch period, which is like 11 o'clock or something, but it was unfortunately delayed. And,
I actually never really watched the full thing. So
you didn't?
No.
Pathetic.
Well, so I knew everything that happened, I just never... Yeah.
Well, so I couldn't watch it in school, so I just watched it when I went home, and I couldn't wait that whole day. I was just dying to go home.
And I remember the first time you showed me the controller, I didn't believe you at all.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a really long time ago. Remember I printed it out and then showed you in art class? Yeah.
You tried to explain it to me on the phone, I was like, what?
Yeah, you're like, what are you,
WTFers?
Yeah, those were the days, you know. So we can reminisce about these things.
Yeah, and you have to listen to it.
20 years back, we can listen to it. And, you know, N64 kid, he can't do that anymore.
At least he'll be getting a good deal for that thing.
Yeah, but... I don't think any good deal, like $100 and whatever. Don't forget that guy. Now, Dan's mom is going to come up and do a review of Big Brain Academy, a new hit release from Nintendo. So, as I've said, I got it for her birthday, and she demanded it from me. And she's been playing it nonstop. I go downstairs, hey, you know, can I have some breakfast? I'm trying to find out what my brain weighs! Give me a break! No, just... Man, I just don't even want to go around her when she's playing that game.
So apparently it doesn't gauge your age as in brain age, but the weight of your brain.
Right. So, you know...
What it does like... that is it sticks something into your ear, goes through your ear canal, and then it managed to measure your brain.
So...
And then judges it from there.
I haven't really gotten a chance to play it since she hogs it, but she says it's really good. And this is just an example of how Nintendo is bringing new games to people and how people are enjoying them. So my mom, or Dan's mom, which is her name in this podcast. She plays 4 games right now. Animal Crossing, which she played on the GameCube. So Wild World is like her favorite. Brain Age, Big Brain Academy, and Phoenix Wright, she also enjoys. So here she is, she's gonna tell us about Big Brain Academy, which she plays on her Nintendo DS Lite
handheld system.
Hi.
So just tell us a little bit about it. So first off, is this game worth buying?
Absolutely.
Is it, wait, what?
What?
I thought you wanted to say a little more than that.
Well, I was, but
yeah. Is it better than Brain Age so far?
I think it is, because it offers you a wider range of games and actually tests. I like the testing part of it, because it's, you know, they give you a lot more games to play, a lot more tests to do. I think Brain Age is very quick. You can kind of achieve, a high score rather quickly, whereas this game... You know, you can play and you want to improve, and I find myself playing for hours.
I know. So, as you said, Brain Age, you achieve the low score of 20 extremely easily.
Oh, yeah.
But in this game, it's a lot harder to get. Well, you start off and you take the test and you see what you get.
Right.
The first time that I did it, when I played it the one time, I got a D+. And, you know, it's a lot harder to get. Like, what's the perfect score? A+ or whatever?
Yeah, I guess. Well, at first I got a C- and then I got a B.
Radio time. Alright, so when you first start out, you meet the little guy, and he's like, hey there, noob, sign in. And he says that you can first take your test, see what your brain weighs, then you can do practice mode. Now, what's practice mode?
Well, practice mode really just gives you the opportunity to play all the, or take all the tests.
You get to pick which ones you want to do?
Yes. And then you you go for the bronze, silver, or gold. You actually get a medal. He tells you about that. I don't know if you've ever gotten to that point yet. Have you?
Nope.
No.
You hog it.
Okay. So, I do hog it. That's true.
Now,
but anyway, I've had a gold in everything except that game with the little animals that have to slide down the pole and reach the animal at the bottom. That's the only game I'm stuck at. I just can't get that.
Yeah, each test is very quick from what I've seen.
It is. It's timed, and I don't know, it's like not even a minute.
Right. And unlike just Brain Age, when you want to, you know how in Brain Age when you want to like take the test, you can only see your brain. It only happens once a day. You can only do it once a day. And when you want to do each practice game, if you want to make it count, you can only do it once a day. Right.
Right.
Now, in Big Brain Academy, you can actually do each thing more than once
several
a day.
Several times a day, as many as you want.
Right, yeah. And so if you want to take 10 tests, you know, your best score will count.
Right.
And you'll see that next to your name.
Right, the good thing is that your best score always stays on the screen, so you never really, even if you don't score, let's say I score a C instead of a B later on today, my best score will always show up, so I think that's pretty good.
How many games are there?
Oh, let's see, there's about 15, I think.
Wait.
Three for analyze, three for thinking. Yeah. Three for memory.
Can you unlock anything, or it just comes with it at the start?
No, everything comes with it. You can play all of them at any time that you want.
Okay.
I've heard that like Brain Age is more like a test, sort of, as Big Brain Academy is more like a game.
It is. Yeah, I think that Big Brain Academy, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Big Brain Academy is definitely more of a game play, I think it's, you know, it really, kind of like you want to keep playing it.
Games are, like, they're a lot more fun, as in
Brain
Age, just like, math.
Yeah, Brain Age is, I find myself getting really serious when I play
Brain Age.
Brain
Age is a lot more, it's just pretty dry.
Right.
It's just, you get the problems, you do it,
and
you
that's
see
it.
Your brain.
There's a purpose to it,
now,
and then you're done.
Big Brain Academy, it has, like, you know, colors, it's better visuals, the sound is a lot more fun, you know, there's actually sound in this game.
Right. And there's also, like I said, more of a choice, so you don't get bored as easily, you know, or as quickly.
Uh-huh.
You can say, I don't want to play this. You know, if you're practicing, you might not want to practice on a particular game that day. And that's fine. You don't have to. Although the test, you never know what kind of test they're going to give you. You can't choose. Whereas Brain Age, you can, if you get to a certain point, you can actually select the test that you take. Have you gotten to that point? Yeah. So that part is good, I guess, that you can select.
Now, seems like, you know, with Brain Age, you have to be a certain age, like old, like you can be as old as you want, but you can't be too young with Brain Age.
Right.
Because you have to be able to do math and stuff.
Exactly.
Like my younger sister, she's turning 6. She tries to do games like Brain Age.
It doesn't work out.
And it's really hard for her. But with Big Brain Academy,
it's hard for me.
She'll tell you that she can play.
She could. Yeah.
Do you like Big Brain Academy? What'd you say?
Yes.
Is it fun though? Are there different kinds of fun games for you?
Yes.
See,
to play them and do well?
Yes.
This is the, you know, this is the
power
good thing.
Of Nintendo.
It's the power of Nintendo, man.
Capture
it. Can do anyone. Anyone works with it.
It captures a wide range.
Anything else you have to say about Big Brain Academy?
Dance I think on. That you should, if you, anyone out there that hasn't gotten it yet,
right.
Run to the store and get it immediately.
Get you in there.
Yeah, there we go.
So, you know, Dan's mom now. All right, you have 4 games. Phoenix Wright, you're not really playing currently.
No, because I
Animal Crossing,
actually, with that.
Right. Animal Crossing, you play every single day for,
yes,
on average, at least 1 to 2 hours.
Yeah, I usually play at night.
And the first,
always plays.
Right. The first Saturday of the month when you have that flea market,
yes,
she plays literally all day.
I do.
And she,
she gets $1,000.
No,
she
makes
that.
Millions.
And
but
millions!
What I need to do, initially I used to sell furniture and things, you know, shirts. Little things. You don't really make much money with that. And I realized that you should save all your fossils. But the fossils are worth a lot of money. The fossils are worth $5,000 or $5,500. You can actually get anywhere from $12,000 to $17,000. They will pay you for that.
How about sharks?
Now I'm starting to save all the fish. I have my whole house is full of fish and bugs that are quite expensive. So I'm planning on making a lot of money this Saturday.
Fairies?
You know, I recently said Dan's mom, she is actually much cheaper in Animal Crossing than she is in real life. In real life, you know, you want, yeah, not really, money's not cheap.
No.
And then in Animal Crossing,
I'll be like, you want this, get it.
And then, well, yeah, but in Animal Crossing, I'll be like, hey, you know, I really like that. Can I? No, you're not taking that. You know, she's really, really cheap in that game. Then she still plays that for, you know, 2 hours a day.
Brain well, sometimes Age, I'll just water my flowers if swamped with other things.
Brain Age, she'll do, you know, the normal test. That's a game that you only can train your brain in minutes a day, though. That's not, you can...
At this point, I just take my test. Exactly. You know, I don't really sit on
that
it.
That game isn't meant for you.
No.
And then Big Brain Academy, don't even get... You've just been playing that all day long.
All weekend I've been playing it.
Yeah.
I just, you know, stop to cook, stop to do whatever I have to do.
So, we rated Brain Age
actually,
around,
that was a birthday gift from my son.
Right, I know I said
you said
it,
that already?
And you demanded it from me when your birthday's in August.
And I said, to my son, think of all the times that I gave you things early.
It's true.
To him. And he said, yeah, you're right. So that was what got him to give it to me early on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been enjoying it since. I must say it's the best birthday present I've ever gotten.
Very nice.
And it wasn't something.
Wasn't an expensive birthday present either.
That's true.
So we rated Brain Age around an 8, around an 8.
In retrospect, they probably would have given it a little bit lower.
When we rated Brain Age, we were really into it. You know, because Dan's mom plays every single day. When we kind of, I kind of played it for about 2.5 weeks and then put it down for a while.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I've only played it a couple times since then, but she's been loyal to it every single day.
I only missed it one day because we had company and I completely forgot to play. Usually I play early.
I hate when I forget to play Animal Crossing. I'll remember it like 11:45. Oh man, I have to water my flower.
Mm-hmm.
So probably Brain Age is around 7.58. I think it's in that area.
I think it's 7 to 7.5, really. Yeah. 7 doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. I mean,
right. Oh, yeah,
a
5
would be average.
5 is average.
Yeah. Or
it's still a fun game.
Yeah.
So I think it's around 7.5, 7.8, around that.
I think it's 7.
Now, Big Brain Academy, what would you say that is? Because I haven't played it enough.
Well, you're asking someone that plays all day.
So where does Big Brain Academy fall?
I think it's about a 9. Right now I enjoy it. I mean, ask me in a month, I might be sick of it.
Well, Brain Age, you can get sick of
it. No,
we've had it since day one.
Yeah.
The day it came out, we've had it and we've been playing it since.
Right.
So if you don't get tired of Brain Age, I don't think you're going to get tired of this.
That's true. Because every time I say I'm putting this down, I can't be doing this anymore. I say, let me try once more to get, you know, a better grade.
It did get excellent reviews on IGN, GameSpot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Big Brain Academy. If you have Brain Age and you're kind of upset with that,
even if we're a big fan of it.
Right, even if you like Brain Age a lot, then you should definitely get this.
Definitely.
So thanks for that segment.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
So bye-bye. So Master was telling me about a 20 gayest game characters thing he saw.
Yes, I found this and I thought it was pretty funny. So for some reason the website that was on isn't working now, but some of the characters that were on the list were, you know, Raphael from Soul Calibur.
Oh, that guy was...
I agree, he is kind of he's sort of a flamer with his little... his lace and everything. Also,
he was cheap when you used him too. Didn't like him.
I know, with that stupid little
And
he could just do that all the time.
Yeah.
Also, the King of Cosmos was at number 5.
From Katamari.
And they say this guy is so gay that when he opens his mouth, a rainbow comes out. Literally. This website, it's not like a gay bashing website or anything. This is gaygamer.net. And I thought the motto was pretty funny. For boys who like joysticks. So you might be wondering, well, who's number one?
Who?
And I'll tell you.
Tell me.
And it's someone you all know and love. It's our favorite Tingle. Yes, our little leotard-wearing, fairy-loving friend. Tingle has been voted the number one gayest game character.
I agree with
that. Do you agree? Some other characters are from Silent Hill, Street Fighter 2, Soul Calibur, etc. So, I have to say I do agree.
But
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Just
I'm
to
still very much looking forward to his new game.
Right, but just to reiterate, this, countdown took place on a gay gamer website.
Yeah, we just said.
Which I just want to reiterate so people don't think we know. So. And they are openly gay gamers, so don't think that we're trying to bash them.
Right. Good for them, I'd say.
Yeah, so check that out. It's pretty funny.
Tingle, gayest game character.
So that about wraps up Big N Radio Episode 8. You can contact us at bignradio@gmail.com. That's bignradio@gmail.com. You can visit our website at bignradio.blogspot.com
and our MySpace at myspace.com/BigNRadio.
So email us, tell us what we're doing wrong, tell us what we're doing right, tell us.
If you just, even if you email us that says like your podcast sucks and I hate you all, we'll still read it.
We just want to get some emails, yeah. Guys. Just send us.
We've got an empty inbox.
Just be like, even if you want to just be like, hey, I heard your podcast. You know, yeah. We just want to.
And we'll think you're like the best guy ever.
We'll read your name. We'll be like, hey, this guy's amazing. He's awesome. Oh, we have a new review on iTunes.
So yes, I want to thank the G-Meister. I believe that was the name. Azar doesn't have iTunes, so I can't check.
I don't have it on my
He gave us a nice 5-star review, so.
Nice. I think only one of the reviews we got was not 5 stars. It was
yeah,
like 4 stars.
And that was Ryan.
Yeah, well, he didn't even listen to it, so don't even count. His name's Khan, and always like, this podcast rocks, dude. Just ignore that guy.
Our heart goes out to you, G-Meister.
Yes, thank you very much for
also,
what you've done.
I want to apologize for the last episode, the sound, the music was a little loud.
No, episode 6.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're all out of order.
Yeah.
Episode 6, and of course, KZ, our resident genius, managed to screw up everything while uploading it, so.
He hasn't been in it since episode 4.
This is good.
4 episodes now, KZ.
Yay!
Go, KZ!
Yeah, if you ever use like Microsoft Word or whatever, you know, like when you pull up a document, a sample one, it's got that like fake Latin, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the description. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the format of the title is all wrong. So.
Yeah.
We're sorry for that.
Sorry.
And we're planning, we want to do one with the whole crew together. Like myself, Azar, Dark Sinner, Coop, maybe even KZ.
Yeah.
Because he does have a pretty good microphone on his computer. And he does have lots of high C.
He does. Yeah, we get
yeah,
high.
That might be the only reason we keep him.
We get high on high C at his house. Just run a wall off the drink. We get high on beer.
We're lame.
Anyway.
We'll see you next time on Big N Radio. Peace out.
Holla.
Secret Big N Radio Jukebox.
Segment. Secret. Don't tell anyone.
It's a secret.
Except for your friends.
This is Dr. Dre featuring Bill Cosby. You may know it, you may love it, you may not know it, you may hate it, but it's got Pokemon in it.
Pokemon is kind of like Nintendo-ish.
Kind of.
Well, it is. Sorry. It is Nintendo-ish.
Bill Cosby.
Featuring.
No, Dr. Dre. Featuring Bill Cosby.
Kids, they listen to the rap, which gives them a great damage.